Attention. You're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
According to an article in the Daily Mail, two members of an Iranian heavy metal band called Confess have been arrested by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. They face long prison sentences and possible execution because of lyrics in their songs. Let that sink in. They were arrested because of song lyrics, which are deemed anti-religious, and their entire genre of music, heavy metal, is considered satanic by the Islamic government. If they're charged with insulting sacred beliefs, they only face hard prison time. But if their music is deemed to be insulting to the Prophet, they will be executed. When I say Islamic Sharia law is the antithesis to America, this is exactly what I mean. We respect free speech. They kill people for the words they use, or for drawings, or for other action they consider insulting or disrespectful. I'm not suggesting their lyrics are good or worthy of our praise. That's not the point. The point is that they should be able to say them, and people should be able to hear the band's ideas and criticisms if they so desire. The Christian God is often mocked and insulted in America today. I don't personally like this. I don't think people should engage in this rhetoric or behavior. In fact, you may even hear me criticize their ideas and fight back on this show. But they should be able to criticize Christianity and say things I consider insulting to God. My God is not intimidated by this, and my faith isn't weakened. In fact, their criticism, when it's sincere and not simply a tool used for shock value, can motivate me to seek responses to their criticism, thereby strengthening my faith. I experienced this firsthand many times in college and elsewhere in my life, and I'm grateful for those challenges. Besides, if my faith is not based in truth, wouldn't I want to know that? Why would I want to spend a lifetime of faith in the wrong God? I wouldn't. And it's precisely because I've been challenged to defend my faith that I know it's true and real. Almighty God created us to be free, whether we are born American, Iranian, Irish, Canadian, Chinese, whatever. It's not a privilege, it's a right. Some governments respect that right, and others try to take it away for some unjustifiable excuse or another. But beware. Governments always grow and try to take away our freedom, and we'll only have our rights so long as we are prepared to both claim and defend them.
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism, available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at Common Sense Gear, or by email, Todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com.